Welcome to Your Aged Care Compass podcast. Join us to find out how to support your older loved ones at home. We're going to help you make sense of Australia's aged care system. We talk about legal and financial considerations for ageing and how chronic health conditions impact your older loved ones' well-being. And we share real life stories of where it went wrong for people and how we got them back on track.
Hello everyone and welcome to today's episode. I have Kate Kleeman from the Council on the Aging's Care Finder program joining me today, and we're going to be discussing how this program can assist older people who need help getting into and through our aged care system. Kate is an experienced community services professional and has worked in many roles in the aged care sector, including care coordinator, team leader, and personal care worker. Currently, she leads a small team of aged care navigators with Council on the Aging Queensland to deliver the Care Finder program in Cairns to vulnerable older Queenslanders. During 2021 and 22, Kate worked closely with COTA Australia and was instrumental in the aged care navigator trials, helping to streamline the process for vulnerable and hard-to-reach individuals to understand and access aged care and other supports within their community. These trials developed the Care Finder program as we know it today. Kate is a passionate advocate for older people's rights and well-being and works with older people from a variety of diverse backgrounds. She lives in Cairns, Queensland, with her partner, children, and pets. Kate, welcome to the show. Let's start off with, what is the Care Finder program?
That's great. Thanks, Coral. And thanks for the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners today. So Care Finders is a government-funded program that really supports the vulnerable older people in our communities to understand and access aged care and other community supports. So people who come into the Care Finder program are often living alone. They may not have anyone that's able to help them navigate the system. And they'll usually also be living with some type of extra barrier. So maybe that's a communication barrier or difficulty making decisions or processing information.
When I just did your introduction, we just touched on how the Care Finder program came to be. But can you expand on that, please, and tell us how this program came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the findings out of that Aged Care Royal Commission identified that older people were falling through the cracks and were struggling to understand aged care and the processes to link to service providers. And I'm sure you'll agree that aged care is a very difficult system to navigate for everybody, let alone an older person who may be facing some additional challenges. So I was very privileged to be involved in the Aged Care Navigator trials during 2021 and 22. And these trials were held in selected areas in Australia to test the different navigation models, including a group-based information sessions and individual face-to-face sessions. And of course, we learned a lot during these trials about what worked well and what could be improved upon. But one thing that we did learn during the trials was that there was a lot that could be improved upon. So we knew that we needed to have people who worked as care finders that had a high level of communication and interpersonal skills. And we also really needed to build and maintain our local networks in the community. And of course, we had to ensure that everything we were doing was person-centered as well in our approach.
Fantastic. I remember those trials, Kate, and was interested to see the results of those. And I think the point you made about keeping people connected to their community is so important and is needed at every step along the way if we're to support older people to stay at home in their own communities. Kate, is this program Australia-wide?
Yeah, it is. So the program was actually first rolled out in 2023 and it's now Australia-wide. We also have the Elder Care Support Program, which is for First Nations people who would prefer to be supported by a trusted Indigenous facilitator. So it's great that people have a choice with the organisation that supports them. And many Care Finder organisations around Australia will also have a specialisation, like a specialisation working with people maybe that are living with a disability, people from multicultural backgrounds, forgotten Australians, people from LGBTI backgrounds, and of course, also those people who may be experiencing homelessness.
So who is eligible to receive support from a Care Finder, Kate?
All right. So this is a little bit more complicated. So hopefully I can explain this clearly for you. Firstly, a person must be aged over 65 and have a need for aged care support. So they need to have a requirement for assistance with their everyday living. However, if a person is from a First Nations background, they qualify from the age of 50. And additionally, anybody from any background who is homeless or at risk of homelessness is also eligible if they're under 65. People often will come into our program and they may have no support person in their life who is able or willing to support them. They may also be a carer who is very burnt out. So as you can imagine, we meet a lot of people who have family that might live interstate or that they're estranged from. We also meet people with carers, as I was just saying, who are very burnt out, or they may be frail or elderly themselves and they really cannot support the loved one to navigate aged care. There may be low levels of digital literacy, things like that, or they may not be able to spend long periods of time on the phone. We meet people that really struggle with that as well, to be able to do that as well as their caring role. So those people come into our program as well. But lastly, a person must also experience some kind of communication barrier, which I think I touched on before, or a difficulty understanding information. So many of those people that we support, they may have a vision or a hearing impairment. They may be living with dementia or, for example, the effects of a stroke, Parkinson's, something like that. Sometimes a person may also have a mental health condition or not speak English or have English as their second language. So every case is unique. The easiest way to check if a person is eligible for the program is to contact your local care finder organisation and ask, and they'll be able to let you know.
Excellent. Thank you, Kate. So typically, if there is a typical presentation, typically what kind of support do you see when a person is referred into the care finder program? What are they looking to receive support with?
That's a really good question. So typically a person will come to us needing help on their aged care journey. So whether that's finding out what services are available, it might be help to register with My Aged Care or supporting, they need some support at their aged care assessment. But really probably the majority of what we do is connecting people to service providers. So whether that's Commonwealth Home Support Program, a home care package provider or a residential care provider, with that person's consent, we can work on their behalf to make inquiries, to support them at meetings with providers and to help them complete and understand paperwork. But the other side of this is really connecting people to community supports. So we know a lot of older people these days are very socially isolated. So we gently link them into social supports in their area. And that might be something, you know, like a craft group, a community garden, or even an intergenerational activity. And so something that's a really good fit for that individual. And of course, we often get referrals too for older people who are facing homelessness. So this is actually a really growing cohort that we're seeing at the moment in our area. And through this program, we have the ability to help people navigate housing supports in their area and help them to find a roof over their head. So we usually find that once that issue is resolved at the housing, then we are able to step in and support them with their aged care from there onwards.
Community pharmacies keep Australia healthy. With 6,000 locations nationwide, they're open early, late, and longer for convenient, accessible, and safe care. Pharmacists provide home medicine reviews, dose administration aids, and essential vaccinations. Thanks to additional training, many can now treat common conditions like ear infections, wounds, and skin issues. They also support management of chronic conditions in partnership with your healthcare team. Ask your pharmacist how they can help you and your family stay well.
Gee, that's a very busy role, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. There's always a flurry of activity in this role.
It's fantastic, Kate. So how long can a person receive support from a care finder?
The one thing that I love about this role is that we're really fortunate that we're not time limited. So a lot of this work is about building trust and getting to know the older person. And this can take a lot of time in some cases. So to give you an example, I've had clients I've met a few times and initially it's just a chat, getting to know them and getting to know their circumstances. And then sometimes you don't even mention aged care at the first or second visit. You might not get to it until the third visit, for example. So Once that person is actively working with us, we'll support them right up to the point that they've connected to a service provider. And then before we close the case off, we're checking in with them to make sure that they're still connected and that everything's going along okay. And if for some reason it's not, then we can step back in and help again. So having the luxury of time is also needed, because in many cases, people are waiting a long time for services, I'm sure you know. So they could be waiting months for a home care package to be assigned. And we have got that ability to check in with people during that time. So we will call people up every 6 weeks and just say, how are things going? What's happening in your life? Has anything changed? And we're just really making sure that people are not falling through the cracks.
Amazing. Incredible. So can anyone refer someone to the CareFinder program?
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking from my organisation's point of view, probably 80% of our clients are directly referred into us via an intermediary. So these people are often health or community professionals that we've got established relationships with and that know about the CareFinder program. But really anybody can refer. So maybe some of the listeners, they might know a neighbour or a friend that needs some support, or maybe you're an older person yourself. You can certainly contact your local CareFinder organisation for more information.
And I guess on that note, if you were aware that perhaps a neighbour could benefit from some support from a CareFinder, it would be advisable to have a chat with them first about, hey, I've heard about this great service. Do you mind if I call on your behalf? So that the older person is aware that there might be an incoming phone call from an organisation that actually wants to help them and it's not a scam.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, Coral. And the ideal way would be if that trusted friend or whoever it is, the neighbour, could make the call with the older person at the same time. That would be ideal in that situation. But I know what you're saying. Many people are wary of phone calls from unknown numbers and things like that. And there's so many scams going on in the community at the moment. So that is something to be very mindful of.
Yeah. And Kate, do you get many referrals from GPs?
So GPs are ones that we don't actually get a lot of referrals from at this point in time. We do try and engage with the GPs and the nurse practitioners within GP surgeries, because we know that they are the ones that see these vulnerable people in the community. But yeah, as of yet, we don't. Majority come through health services, so through Queensland Health, many different departments in the hospitals that we get referrals from, but GPs are ones that we're still working with. Yeah, to build those relationships with.
We'll have to help you get it out there with the GPs.
Yeah, that would be great.
So, Kate, referring someone to the program, is it as simple as picking up the phone and making a call, or are there other ways that people can refer someone?
So there's a couple of ways. Some people will contact their local CareFinder organisation, and you can find out who that is by going onto the My Aged Care website, which will have all of the contact details. You can actually search for somebody based on the area of Australia that you're in. So for example, I'm based in Cairns. We come under Northern Queensland on there, so you can see all the different organisations in relation to what region they're located in. But if you're a health professional, for example, if you're listening, CareFinder organisations will often have a referral form that you can complete to refer someone into the program. This may be on their website, or in some circumstances, you might need to contact them and ask for a copy. But the other great thing is that we're actually based out in the community as well. So we do have an element of assertive outreach. So if we will often go out to libraries and community centres. So if you're somebody that goes to those centres or knows somebody, you'll get in touch with us there, because we're regularly in those sorts of centres as well.
Excellent.
Connecting with older people. So you can self-refer, basically, if you see us in the community. Also, seniors expos and things like that, we're often at those events as well.
So it's pretty easy, isn't it, really, to find you and to make that referral. And for anyone listening, the links are all in the show notes, so you can follow those links and link in to your local CareFinder program. So, Kate, what other services are available for people to find out more information about aged care?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So if you're someone who's able to go online, the My Aged Care website has lots of information available. But people can also visit their local Services Australia office and arrange a time to speak to an aged care specialist officer. that service is actually really good. It's relatively new as well. An aged care specialist officer can provide in-depth information about aged care services and help you to appoint a representative or supporter, and also provide financial information about aged care services. So that's something that we can't do in CareFinder, is provide that financial information. So that's where, if you're needing that advice, we would direct you into the aged care specialist officer at Services Australia. From my understanding, people do need to book a time for that service. Mm-hmm. So you can get in touch with them and they'll be able to book a time. Community centres and libraries also can provide some general information, as well as private aged care navigation services that are out there, of course. And if you just have a question, CareFinder organisations are well equipped to answer that question for you very quickly over the phone. And if we can't help you, we can refer you on to the best available service that would suit your needs.
Excellent. Kate, this has been such an enlightening conversation, and you've offered our listeners lots of options about how to get assistance as they move through our aged care system. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, no, thank you very much, Carol. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, care community. Thanks for listening to this episode. So you never miss a show, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. If you'd like to know more about what we do, head to our website, cmeacn.com.au.